If you grew up in Minnesota, Saturday afternoons were usually a time to listen to Gopher football games on WCCO radio. My dad had a little transistor radio with a paint-speckled brown leather cover that he'd blast the games on while working in the yard or in the garage. The voice doing the play-by-play of those Gopher games was the legendary Ray Christensen. I'm sad to say that Ray died last night at the age of 92. Ray was the voice of Gopher sports for more than 50 years, starting in 1951. He did Gopher basketball, but was probably best known for describing the action of Golden Gopher football.
Draw play, and breaking into the open as Thompson cuts to the outside, goes out to the 15, to the 20, breaks it,
the clear, the 30, the 40, the 50, the 40, three men chasing, he is to the 20, he is to the 10, there are no flags, and he has scored a touchdown on a run of 98 yards!
I interviewed Ray in 1993 about his book, Golden Memories, and I asked him what makes a good play-by-play announcer.
I like objectivity. If the Gophers score, I'm more excited than if their opponent scores, but if I can't recognize ability on an opposing player or team, then something's wrong, and I better get out of the business. Well, it's too late now. But at the same time, you prepare for the game very well, but then once the game arrives, it's easy. I always have butterflies before the opening kickoff or the opening jump ball. As soon as it's there, then I'm fine. And if I think if I didn't have the butterflies, I would also quit right then and there, because I look forward to them. I think I inspire them. Maybe I tickle my stomach or something, make sure they're there. But in any event, once the game is started, all you do is report what you see and try to do it as honestly as you can and enthusiastically where enthusiasm is justified. If a 3-yard gain makes it 2nd and 6, I don't feel like I should leap up in my chair. Mm-hmm. I just report it so that when I do get enthusiastic, then it's because there's something down there below me that deserves it.
Do you also try to paint a picture of the action too, Ray?
Very much so. Radio, as you know, is wonderfully visual, but it's a vision of the mind. And so I will say in a basketball game, he crosses the timeline, cuts to his right, all the way to the baseline, puts up a 10-footer, and hits it, or it skims off to the left and somebody else rebounds, so that people can picture it for themselves. Some of the nicest compliments in this world that I've gotten have been from blind people, because they truly have the picture in their mind, and so I feel that's the greatest of all compliments.
That is Ray Christensen speaking in 1993. Ray died yesterday at the age of 92. In addition to being a consummate professional behind the mic, Ray was also a kind and gracious man, a real class act. Funeral services are pending for Ray Christensen.